The Story of Yosemite Valley. Yosemite Valley began as a deep, V-shaped canyon carved by the Merced River. Then, millions of years ago, the Earth's climate cooled. During some very cold periods called ice ages, the canyon filled up with a glacier. As the glacier moved, it pushed rocks and stones ahead of it. It carved out the sides of the canyon into the U-shaped valley we see today. Around 20,000 years ago, the glacier melted. It left the rocks it was pushing as a dam across the mouth of the valley. The valley then became a lake. Over thousands of years, rocks, gravel, and soil washed down from above. The lake filled in, making the flat valley floor. Diagram: Yosemite Valley. Diagram labels: Half Dome, Glacier Point, Yosemite Valley under glacial ice, El Capitan, moraine. Caption: The Lyell Glacier is the largest glacier remaining in Yosemite Park. Most of the others have melted away. Glacial lakes. Most of the small lakes in the high country formed like Yosemite Valley formed. A glacier pushed up a dam of rocks across a river or creek. When the glacier melted, it left hollows that filled up with water to form a lake. Erosion of the mountains continues today. Think about what happened to the lake that once filled Yosemite Valley. Mirror Lake used to be a deep lake, but erosion is filling it in. Today, Mirror Lake is a lake only in the late spring and early summer after the snow melts. Later in the summer, after water has evaporated, it becomes Mirror Mud Puddle. One day it will finish filling in and become Mirror Sand Pile. Feature Box: Glaciers, Rivers of Ice. Glaciers form in places where snow falls but doesn't melt in the summer. Over time, the snow is compressed and becomes ice. Glaciers move very slowly, usually only inches or a few feet per year. Like rivers, glaciers erode and shape the earth as they move across the land.